Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma. And the World Health Organization officially declared COVID-19 a pandemic 1 year ago today. Since then, over 116 million cases and 2.5 million deaths across nearly 200 countries have been reported. The US has the highest number of deaths with 5,22,818 now recorded. Over 300 million vaccines have been administered worldwide. With that, let's take you to the top updates around a COVID-19 vaccine. Rich nations resist pull from developing countries, including India, to boost vaccine production. While richer members of the World Trade Organization blocked a push by over 80 developing countries on Wednesday to waive a patent right in an effort to boost production of COVID-19 vaccines for poor nations. While South Africa and India renewed their bid to waive rules of the WTO's trade-related aspect of intellectual property agreement, or TRIPS. This is a move that could allow generic or other manufacturers to make more vaccines. Meanwhile, Russia's Sputnik V COVID vaccine is gaining acceptance in Europe as per reports. Let me take you to the top updates from India. 2,515 new COVID-19 cases in Pune district with 11 deaths. With that complete lockdown to be imposed in Maharashtra's Nagpur city police commissionerate area from March 15 to March 21st. Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray gets the COVID-19 shot. With that lockdown decision for some areas to be taken in 2 to 3 days is what CM Thackeray has said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's mother Heera Ben Modi has also received her first dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Let's look at the top updates from the world. US will share COVID vaccine if it has surplus is what President Joe Biden has said. US President is also to announce next phase of fight against COVID-19 in his first primetime speech. Meanwhile, Brazil's daily COVID-19 deaths has topped 2,000. And Cambodia reports its first COVID-19 death 1 year after the pandemic began. You know, as many parts are still battling, even Cambodia is seeing a new local outbreak that has infected hundreds of people. And the first death is of a 50-year-old man who was infected last month who worked as a driver. Denmark has temporarily stopped administering Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. It has announced this, the suspension of the use of the vaccine that is developed by University of Oxford and AstraZeneca as a precaution after several reports of blood clots in people who have been vaccinated with the vaccine was reported. Hungary reports high over 8,300 daily tally of new COVID cases. Moving on, Germany is also seeing a jump in infections amid third wave warning. And most economies not to return to pre-COVID activity levels until 2022 is what Moody's write. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential Podcast. For all other news and updates, I will see you tomorrow.